It is Friday morning, Parshas Shemini, Tavshin Pei Dalid. I'd like to begin with, in the beginning of the Parsha, this is the eighth day of the Miluim of the inauguration. Moshe Rabbeinu calls to Aaron and Vadav Lezikna Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu instructs Aaron HaKohen, listen carefully, Kachal Ha'egel Ben Bokor, take a calf, L'chatas, and that will be used for a chatas, for a sin offering. Va'ayil, and take a ram, la'ayla, as a burnt offering. So he has to take two karbonas. He takes an egel, and he takes an ayil. Bel b'nei Yisrael tadabar le'mor, but to the Klal Yisrael, he says, Aaron, you should tell them, k'chu sir isim l'chatas, take a goat for a chatas. Aaron did not have to take a goat. His chatas consisted of a egel, of a calf. But Klal Yisrael takes a goat, the egel, and they take a calf, v'cheves, and a sheep, le'ola for an ola. And then, v'shor v'ayel l'shlamim, and then they bring another ox, and they bring a ram for a shlamim. So Rashi points out, of course, that this was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and so on and so forth, as we've spoken before. On the pasuk kachal ha'egel, you should take a calf. What is the significance of taking a calf? Lahodia, to inform him shemachapala kadosh baruch hu ayde egel ze al maisa ha'egel, that the Ribbono Shalom would forgive Aaron HaKohen right now for his role that he played in the egel hazav, in the golden calf, because he played a role in that. Because when Klal Yisrael, they were all rowdy. So he says, wait a while, take the jewelry out of the gold out of the ears of the women, and they put it, in other words, from that they made the egel. So he bears responsibility on some level for that. So he says that that's why he has to bring this egel. So there's some, we're conjuring up some, again, a kapora, right? We never really let go. We never really let go of the egel. And the Ramban points out a number of things here. He says, V'hinei korban Aaron b'korbono b'yom ha-kippur shavet. Aaron HaKohen's korban this day was equal with the korban that he brings on Yom Kippur. Now, what does Aaron bring on Yom Kippur? The special korbanos. He brings a par. He brings an ox. And with that ox, he forgives himself and his family, and all of the Kohanim, right? And that's a chatas. And then he brings an ayil, he brings his own personal, he brings a ram, right? Now the par that he brings is from his personal funds, and he also brings an ayil, he brings a ram. That's in addition to the ayil that he brings for Klal Yisrael. So if you ask, what are the two special karbanos in Parshas Acharimos that Aaron HaKohen brings, it's the par and it's the aisle. So the Ramban says, "V'inei karban Aaron ki karbana b'yom ha'kippur b'shava," that Aaron's karbanas over here are equal to that of Yom Kippur, because he brings an aisle for he brings an eagle, a calf for a chatas, for a sin offering, and he brings an aisle, a ram, for an ola. That's exactly what he does Yom Kippur. You see already that there are shades of having to have a kapora on the day that he's inaugurated. And the chatas and the sin offering that Klal Yisrael brings, because again, we said B'nai Yisrael has to take a goat for a chatas, that's also similar to what the Klal Yisrael has to bring on Yom Kippur for their kapara. Se'er izim echol l'chatas, they bring a goat for the chatas. Now, we have two goats, of course, on Yom Kippur. One is the goat that's done inside, that's slaughtered, and it's all the rituals are done in the Mizbeach, and then you have the Sar Mishalech, the goat that's sent off the cliff. But in any event, the chatas here that the Klal Yisrael brings is reminiscent of the chatas that they bring on Yom Kippur. And v'chein omer b'tosefta, and he brings it to sefta here, that the eagle has a l'chaper maisa eagle, that the eagle here is to atone for the act of the eagle. So they said, v'chima ro Yisrael l'hovi yosir ma'aron, why did Klal Yisrael have to bring more than Aaron? And I just enumerated, Aaron brought two korbanos, and Klal Yisrael had to bring, besides the shlomim, they had to bring three. Why? Ela omer yilahem, yesh b'yetchem b'tchila v'yesh b'yetchem sof. That you have in your hands at the beginning early on you had Navera, and later on you had Navera. Yesh b'yedchem b'tchilo shenema v'yishchetu sereizim. Klai Yisrael, you have on your hands a sin that you have to atone for. What is that? The selling of Yosef into slavery and slaughtering the goat and dipping his kasonis pasim into the blood to show his father that he's killed. So collectively, we bear responsibility for our forefathers, for the Shvatah, for doing that. That's what the Medrash says. That's why we need a kapara that day of the Miluim to atone for the chet of the sale of Yosef. And later on, we did another avera. What's that? Asulahem egel masecha. They made a golden calf. So therefore, Yovo Sa'ir, let a goat come now for Klai Yisrael. V'yechaper al maisesor, and let that bring a kapara for the goat. In other words, the goat that they shechted that represented the sale of Yosef. Yovo egel, let this egel come, the calf. V'yechaper al maisa egel. Okay, and the eagle's going to come for the kapora for the chet of eagle. So you see, from Rashi, we only saw one thing. Rashi's only talking about the calf that Aaron brought was a kapora for his role that he did in the eagle. Rashi doesn't touch the next karbanis. Val b'nei Yisrael tadaber lemar, take the goat and take a calf. Rashi doesn't talk about that, but the Rambam brings the Medrash, and so therefore it's like this. Aaron HaKohen, he wasn't responsible. The Kohen himself wasn't responsible, so to speak, to do anything to atone for the sale of Yosef. So he just brings this egel for the Chatas, his own kapora. Chatas is a sin offering. The only kapora he needs is that for his role in the egel. And the golden calf, so he brings a regular calf to atone for that. But Bnei Yisrael, they need two kaporas. They need Seir Isim Lachatas, they need a goat for the kapor for the sale of Yosef, and they need an eagle, they need a ram to atone for the eagle Azov. That's very beautiful. You know, I think that Mesher Chochma, it brings this medrash that I just read you, that they need two kaporas for Yosef and for the eagle. And so he says as follows. He says, I think what the Meshech Chachma wants to be medayik is, it says, you have an avera early on and later. It's almost as if one is connected with the other. And as we look at it, there are two disparate acts. One is the sale of Yosef, and has nothing to do with the golden calf. They're two different things. But from the fact, I think this is what the Meshech Chachma wants to pick up on. From the fact that the Medrash says you have an avera in the beginning and the end, it's kind of connecting the two. He says something very interesting. He says, "Al mechiras Yosef yesh ksasa masla." For the sale of Yosef, Klai Yisrael could have had somewhat of an excuse. They could have said, like, you know, you blame a kid. Why did you pick on Johnny? He started it, or he made me do it, or he's, you know, he did this and that. Oh, Mishim the Yosef lohayilo lohaviti basim bal Yaakov. You know, Yosef shouldn't have spoken lashon hara about the brothers, so we sold him. Yeah, but he taunted us. He bullied us. He's speaking to Yaakov bad about us, so to speak. So they could have used that as an excuse, right? Rakayilo lohichu ba'atzmo. In other words, rather than, okay, if he feels we did bad things, so rather go to father and tell father on us, he should have come directly to us and say, my dear brothers, you know, you're doing this, that, and the other. He should have given us this rebuke. He should have given us Musar, and we would have responded. Oh, Aval Achshav, but now, Shechur gave Musa to Klaisel, and they were about to build a golden castle. What did Chur do? He protested. How can you do this? What was their response? They killed Chur. And that's why Aaron was afraid that they'd kill him also. So he had to play with them. We'll take off the jewelry, we'll wait, and we'll delay it. Delay tactic, right? But who they outright killed. So Klai Yisrael is showing like this. It's true that you could have had somewhat of an excuse for selling Yosef, right? Yeah, you could have said something. It's called an amasla, some kind of excuse. And you could have said, he should have come to us directly if he had a problem with our behavior. But you wouldn't have listened anyway, because when Klaisel was about to do something and you were rebuked them by Chur, your response was, you killed him. You didn't listen to the rebuke. Says the Meshech Chochma, Shuv Nisarer Aleim Chet Mechiras Yosef. So now this reawakened the Chet of the sale of Yosef, She'enem Mekablan Tochocha, that they don't receive Musar. So again, Klaisel, you know, this is not seen in segments of time. This is seen in one, there's one full picture. There's Klaisel from the moment that they sold Yosef through the Cheta Egel, and their descendants represent them. There is collective responsibility. We know that from the ten from the Asar Harugim Malchus, the ten who were executed by the Romans, and they said the reason why we're killing you is because you need to pay for the sale that your forefathers sold Joseph into slavery. You see, so. So there is collective punishment. So says the Meshachah, you, Klal Yisrael, you had an aver in the beginning, and it came back at the end. That's what it means. You had an aver in the beginning when you sold Yosef, even though you could have said, no, we would have accepted Musar. Why do you have to go to father and tell Yaakov Avinu? But no, but you killed Chor, so you're not Makabel Musar. So they are interconnected. I think it's a very interesting point over here. The Klal Yisrael points out something also fascinating. He says that he's like this. He says, remember, Aaron brings an eagle. He brings a calf to atone for his role in the, and what is that calf? That's a chatas. And B'nai Yisrael, when they bring their calf, it's brought for an ola. So again, so Klal Yisrael brings a goat for a chatas, but brings an eagle for an ola. But, and the Medrash already told us that the chatas atoned, the goat, which is a chatas, atones for the sale of Yosef, and the calf atones for the golden calf. But you see that the goat is a chatas, is a sin offering, connected Yosef. And the egel is an ola. Why is one a chatas and one is an ola? And the same golden calf that requires that Klal Yisrael has a forgiveness and they bring an ola, Aaron's role in bringing a kapar with this egel, that egel is a chatas. So why is his a chatas, a sin offering, and theirs is an ola? Says the Klal Yisrael, because Aaron a Kohen, his role in the chet was only one of an action. In other words, he says, take off the jewelry and this or that. It resulted in the making of a calf. Shaha egel nasa al yado. The calf was made through his actions. Avol b'machshava lochata. He never had any thought, machshava, to do avodah zarah. His acts were devoid of a machshava. He never intended. That's the last thing in Aaron HaKohen's mind is to be Ovid Avodah Zorah. Sha'arei Kavanah Solosh, Ha'isil Hashem Shemayim. His Kavanah was pure, altruistic. He just wanted to stall out till Moshe Rabbeinu comes and reclaim his position, so to speak. Ve'ilu b'nei Yisrael osu es ha'egel lo la'av v'chotu gabi machshav. Klal Yisrael, not only did they do a ma'isa that they acted by making a calf, they also had the machshava, they had the mind, the thought, the intention of doing Avodah Zorah, of idolatry. Now we know a carbon ola be'ikr is coming to make an atonement for machshava, for thought. Averis that have to do with the mind, the thought, that's what a burnt offering comes from. This is traditionally true, right? This is what Gemara tells us that. Lachain, therefore, Aaron did not bring an eagle. His eagle did not come for an ola, because ola comes for intent. He didn't have an intent. He only had the action of what he did. And therefore, his is a sin offering. His action was, his affair was only in action, not in thought. And then in the parentheses, the Sefer Shari Aaron says, he says, because the Pasuk in Shmos Lamed Bay says, Asher Osa Aharon. It's talking about the eagle. This is that which Aaron made. Right, it's an asiya, it's an action. Avol b'nei Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, they have to bring not only they're bringing their chatas, of course, for the sin of the sale of Yosef, but they also have to bring an eagle for an ola, because the ola is going to be machaper, and the machshava that they did above the maisa, they needed even a kapara for your machshava. You know, an averet that you do with your hands is one kapara, but Hashem goes deeper. But in what were you really thinking inside? Thinking inside us that they want to serve this eagle. So Mamela, the Klal Yisrael explains, that's why the two karbonis that each one is bringing for their role in the eagle are different in kind. Aaron is a chatzas because it's only action, and B'nai Yisrael is olah, which is intent. Okay, well, I'm saying we have 5 minutes. Okay, I want to move away from the beginning of the parsha. So now when you learn the parsha tomorrow, you'll look at the carbon of Aaron, you'll look at the carbon of Yisrael, you'll scrutinize how many carbonas, what they're coming for, and why it's that type, and then you'll remember the Meshech Chachma who ties in the sale of Yosef to the Maisa Egel and the fact that now they show that they would not have accepted Musar. That's one thing. Okay, let's just move on. We only have 5 minutes, and I wanted to talk about another part of the parsha. After this Miluim and after Aaron, he comes out, and it says something very interesting. He says that Vayisa Aaron es yadov el ha'am. Aaron lifts his hands to the nation, Vayivarchem, and he blesses them. Aaron is a Kohen Gadol, and he blesses Klal Yisrael. What did he say? So Rashi says it's Birchos Kahanim. Let me find Rashi. Vayivarchem Birchos Kahanim Yivarechecha Yoer Yisa. Right, that's Rashi. The Ramban says, wait a second. This Birchas Kahanim that we know all about, that we say every day in Davening, and Ayantav, at the Kahanim Duchen, he says, where does that appear in Chumash? That's in Parshas Noso. That's in Ban Midbar. That we're not going to learn for several weeks. So how does Aaron use the bracha that was not given yet? So he says, according to Rashi, it would seem that again, that and it says over there by the Birchas Kahanim, the Pasuk does say that it was connected with Moshe erecting the Mishkan. So the Ramban says, well, on one level, you're going to have to say again, you're going to have to invert the sequence, which he doesn't like to do. Rashi will say, "Ein mukta mukha." We've had this over the last several weeks. This really came first, but it's written later. But you can really move things around. The Ramban says, wait a second, then you're going to now have to say that which is written in Parshas Naso was really given first. He says, I don't like to do that. He says, but the truth of the matter is, maybe since in Parshas Naso, it seems to connect it with the Mishkan, so maybe it was all said right here also. So that's where Ramban goes and thinks about that. But what the Ramban does want to say on his own is, no, it's not Yivarechecha. It's the same way that Shlomo HaMelech blessed Klal Yisrael at the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash. It says Shlomo HaMelech, it says Vayamut Shlomo Lefnei Mizbeach Hashem, he stood and he Vayifas Kapuv Hashemayma, and he spread his hands out and he blessed Klal Yisrael. It doesn't say Yivarechecha there. It was his own crafted bracha. So he says the Ramban, that's what Aaron did here, not Yivarechecha. The Ramban wants to say that he made up his own bracha. This is the pshat. And therefore, he also, in the Sefer Koren Pnei Moshe, he's medayik that the pasuk says, Vayisa Aaron, he lifted his hands. But Shlomo says, Vayifro says Kapov, he spread his hands. And what's the difference? Vayisa means the Kohanim go like this. And Pores means, his palms were very interesting, just to have this idea. Vayisa means the palms are down. That's why our Kohanim. Vayifros means the palms are up. And what is the significance of palms are up? When an ani comes to look for a handout, his palms are up. So it's like davening to Hashem, asking Hashem to say, he's supplicating. There's a difference between Vayifros and Vayisa. It's very, very, I have to stop in just a minute. But therefore, he wants to say the Sefer Koren Pnei Moshe. If you look at the Ramban says, really, he changes his language from Vayisa to Prisas Yadayim. And he makes a big thing about this. And he talks about historically and in Sephardic communities, when they say Poteach et Yadecha in Ashrei, they go like this, right? And there's a couple of times that they do raise their palms up. That's one thing. But there's a Gemara Megillah that says on Daf Yud Ches that Birchas Kahanim, it comes after Avoda and it comes after Hoda'a. And time doesn't allow. But the Gemara brings Psukim to indicate that in the Chazaras Hashatz, the Birchas Kahanim come after Modim, Avoda, and it comes after Now, how does it come after Avoda? Because Aaron here, right, he blesses Klal Yisrael for the Avoda. So a friend of mine in New York, I was talking to him last night, and he says, from that Gemara, L'chor, you see that the bracha of Aaron is like Rashi. Because Rashi says, what's the bracha? Yivarechecha. And what do we do? Yivarechecha. And the Gemara says, how do you know that there's Birchas Kahanim after Hoda and Avoda? right? From these psukim. Well, if according to the Ramban, that has nothing to do with Berachas Kana V'Yivarecha, that's just a made up bracha that he did. So it must be from the Gemara and Brachas. I think it's a nice riot, and I want to look at it today. It was late last night. He says he thinks with the Gemara Megillah it would be a proof that to Rashi that it's Berachas Kahanim, because again, the Gemara says, how do you know that Berachas Kahanim Mishmona Esrei is at that place? Now, what's the Berachas Kahanim Mishmona Esrei? Yivarechacha. And it's from these psukim. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frankel, we'll end with this, says, he says an interesting thing. He says, Aaron made up the bracha, but what did he make up? Yivarechacha Hashem v'yishmerecha. And the Ribbono Shel Olam used that bracha and gave it his Parshas Naso. Hashem liked it so much, so to speak. He says, and that's what we say, we'll end with this. It was said by Aaron of Anav. In other words, it was originally said by Aaron, and it was adapted by none other than the Ribbono Shel Olam to be used for Birchas Kahanim. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos.